This is a HeadGum Podcast.
Man, that sunset is gorgeous.
Grill, patio, sunset. Hard to get better than that. Unless you're browsing Carvana's inventory while you soak it all in.
Oh, burger time.
So sit back, get comfortable. Carvana's got thousands of cars under $20,000 just waiting for you.
I could stay here forever.
Carvana, where car buying meets comfort, meets convenience. Download the app or visit Carvana.com today.
Starting now, we have to start right now. Yeah,
it was me and it was Ace and Demi, and we were going to do the show. Kevin was here. We are starting a little bit late.
We'll describe the whole concept during the song. Well, a couple months ago, we did the masked engineer. Today, we are doing the masked guest. There are three, maybe four people. Four?
That's right. Hey, guys, Chef Kevin here. Four people.
On the other side of the partition, and we cannot see them. They are wearing a mask.
Yes.
And then we are going to, one by one, they are going to sing songs. They have to choose their character identity.
Yeah.
So they should be doing
that
now.
Out with them. Yeah.
Yes.
If you do not choose your character identity, an identity will be assigned to you. It will not necessarily match your personality. So think about that.
Do not choose the centipede. That is taken. The Aquaman is taken. What else?
The Jackal?
The Jackal.
The Jackal
is taken on CJ's performance from The West Wing.
Mm-hmm.
Demi Adejuyibe is here.
I am.
What are you up to?
What's,
very short.
Please, basically, if you could say
I'll
that
do it
you'd
for
rather
you.
Not answer.
Yeah, actually, yeah. Can you tell people what I'm up to?
Yes, you've shed the baggage of your former Gilmore Guys partner, Kevin Reporter.
And like a butterfly from a cocoon, I have emerged.
Yes.
Oh, like the billions of butterflies in The Butterfly of My Creation. Have we all seen this?
Yes.
These painted ladies?
I'm the only one that feels like I haven't seen any of the butterflies.
Demi, you gotta find the butterflies!
Why do I have to find? Where are they?
I see them hiding from Demi.
Yes.
They're sort of flying right behind him. They might be chasing you.
Now that you mention it. Yeah, it is every time he turns around. It's kind of like Mario with the Shy Guy character.
A little.
Is it? Yeah, that's right. That's right. And the boo,
the ghost.
The ghost. Sean had a baby. We just don't have time.
I really don't have time to get into the baby thing.
I'm so sorry. We'll have to say that.
I
for
already
another
was.
One.
I should say I already was late. Bosch did have a job interview. So it did take us. I had to bring
did
him to that
it?
This morning. We're gonna see. I think he did really well. They're assembling an online strike force, essentially to. Own Jared Kushner.
Oh, hell yeah.
With tweets and stuff.
Okay.
He's already been doing some huge work with that.
Bosch has been.
Yes.
Oh, all right.
Who's they? Owning his ass. Who's they?
Yeah.
The friggin' resistance. Join it. Would you?
Wow.
Because people are not liking what he's doing. Bosch actually created, you've seen it, the hashtag cushy lifestyle.
That was him?
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah. Can I ask, is he named Bosch after the Amazon series?
Yeah, you can ask.
Okay.
So we have to get into this. This is going to be totally, so this is coming out this coming Tuesday, right?
That's right.
And then there's going to be another episode where, after that, where Sean is in the process of, his baby is being born, right?
2 weeks later.
So this is all going to be out of order.
That's right.
Yeah.
This is tri-month still happening.
I did call in. Just as a little tease, I did call in pretty out of sorts about 15 minutes before my baby was born from the bathroom of Grace's delivery room.
And so if the episode of where I'm hosting by myself does not seem to be going great, just hang in there for Sean calling from the hospital.
And if my call doesn't seem to be going great, also know that I shouldn't have done it.
Try month. So we're doing this month. We're like really trying to do good episodes, and that's what this is kind of all about. But I have to say,
cutting people off. And
thank you so much for having me on for
dude.
Please.
What you
please.
Are you kidding me? Thank you for doing it.
Yeah, I don't usually get to try.
I do. I mean, I hate to say this in front of you. I want to say this to Kevin. I swore I would never say this month has been so crazy. It's been such a burden on us. And I really don't want to use this kind of language with you, but Try Month is becoming Try My Patience Month.
Ooh.
And I am
really sorry to say that in front of Demi.
Use that sort of language in the past. which is part of what's so upsetting to me.
But it's the only way I can find to describe how I feel.
It's ugly as hell, but sometimes the truth can be ugly.
Yeah.
We have to get to the contestants.
Yes, we have to get to the contestants. Okay, can we put on, is Engineer Devin over there? And this is the last time I want to hear his voice for this episode. I just want to hear.
Yes, Engineer Devin is here.
Okay.
Is that him?
Mm-hmm. I mean, this is me speaking. Yes.
He's a centipede.
Okay. Engineer Devin, can you please introduce the first guest and with a voice disguise, please?
Hello. Hi, thank you for having me.
Oh, thank you so much for coming on.
Okay, who are we speaking to?
Oh, this is the wildflower darling.
Okay, and pick one word and just say it.
It was what did they just say? The wildflower what?
Darling.
Darling?
The wildflower darling.
Okay.
I'm a sweet little wildflower darling.
Okay, we had a lot of time to come up with this.
We had time for it to not feel like you were guessing and sort of extending as you
and
spoke.
And still might not be finished.
Hoping that you would land on something.
The wildflower escape. Darling.
Wildflower escape, darling?
What? Is that like the Ford Escape? The smaller version of the Explorer?
Okay, so this is someone who's been a guest on our show before. It seems like something may have happened to them in between when they were a guest.
Well, as I work back through the guests we've had, it could be almost anywhere. Our guests live a risky lifestyle. Guest wildflower escape, darling. Tell me, do you like movies?
Mark. You can call me Mark.
Mark?
Mark.
Mike or Mark? I don't know why I asked for clarification. I don't know what you're saying.
Okay. Mark. Okay, Mark. Look.
Mark, I do
Mark
something.
Mark.
Mark.
Oh, Mark?
Okay.
We have to get to the song.
Yeah, have to get to the song.
We gotta hear your
just
song.
For your guessing experience, like, you can guess by sort of asking if someone has been a guest on our show before.
But you already said that they have.
No, but, like, if you think it's a specific celebrity,
yes.
You can say, like, have they been a guest on your show? Right. Okay. Because it is a celebrity. We've never had, a completely not famous person on the show.
Mm-hmm. Brian Schachter, I think, did one early on.
Not this show.
Okay, good.
so let's play a song. Have they chosen a song?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, yes. All right, great. Let's hear a song from Engineer, the Wildflower. No, this is not Engineer. The Masked Wildflower Darling.
Darling. Escape Darling.
I have to take my headphones off a little. It's so long.
The long intros are key. Wow.
I could not possibly.
Considering how little time we have, how long do we want to play something this unpleasant?
Is there a gong on the Masked Singer show that they
activate gong key?
What?
Okay.
I truly cannot guess who this is.
I mean, I know they came just to do this.
I do have a guess.
Okay, so that
it's someone who knows the entirety
was enough for me.
Down with the secret sickness.
I have to ask, engineer, or I'm sorry, masked wildflower escape, darling. Do you like movies?
Particularly.
Okay.
We're in the golden age of television.
That's a big hit. Okay, thank you.
Okay, here I have a question for you. Are you on television right now?
Do streaming services count?
Okay.
Hey. So one thing I want to say, some people asked us after the Masked Engineer, this is just housekeeping. Why did we have people sing with the voice modulator when the entire idea of the Masked Singer is that you only get to hear their singing voice? Two things. One, we thought we were so much better than the judges of that show that we would be able to tell right away, which obviously we did not do with the first version. Mm-hmm. And two, we're not trying to get sued.
Jamie, do you have any questions for us about who our guests have been or who you think it is?
Mm-hmm. Who's on streaming, huh?
Yeah.
That's a big one.
Presumably on a streaming, sir. Can I ask a question to the guests?
Yes.
Yeah.
Do you do a podcast?
Yes.
Just, okay. Yeah, of course.
Kevin knows them is one thing.
Yeah, Kevin has direct access to them.
Okay.
Do streaming services count? That's a huge clue. So one of my guests was kind of fumbling the name, the choice of the song. My instinct was Matt Ingebrigtsen. who might still be over there. But he, of course, is on corporate. Traditional television. Boy, oh boy.
You're just looking at past guests.
I'm looking at past guests.
What were you going to guess with the Do You Like Films?
Oh, I just am so, I'm naturally curious.
That was a genuine question.
I just am naturally curious. I think
like a dating
interested is interesting, and I always want to know, hey, are you into movies? Like, because some of these things I've seen are so nuts.
You never asked me.
Streaming services, okay.
But we haven't been alone together.
That's fair.
Does anyone, okay, I have a guess. Go ahead.
When you asked if I was on television, I probably should have said no.
Okay, that's on us. We didn't answer whether or not streaming services count. So had we said yes, you would have just said no, I'm not on anything.
Yeah, you were setting us up for a funny exchange and we abandoned you and we're sorry for that wildflower.
It's half true, but no is more accurate.
Okay.
Are you someone who guests on television shows?
Yes, but there's nothing going right now.
Okay.
Nothing going right now.
Nothing is visible currently. It's so hard to be understood through this device.
It is very hard.
I have a guess.
Who?
Well, do you want me to go first? Do you have a guess?
I want to hear your guess first.
And I do want to hear. Kevin says we're not allowed to hear them sing without the vocoder. I want to do it anyway. Sorry. I'm sorry, Kevin.
Can it be the same song?
Yes, it can be the same song.
Yeah, they can
just sing
like
the same song, and they can advance forward and sing along without the vocoder after we guess.
Yeah. Do you want to hear just the wah part?
Yes. Okay, go ahead.
I said I wanted to hear you guess.
My guess is Tawny Newsom.
Oh, I think that's right. That's a good guess.
I can believe that.
Okay, let's hear the wildflower darling sing with the song without the vocoder, please. Devin, thank you.
I think it is Tommy.
This is pure Tawny right here.
Oh, God. It's so Tawny.
Drowning deep in my sea of loathing.
Yeah.
Broken your servant, I kneel. Weave into me. Dreams what's left of my human side is slowly changing. When suddenly it changes, violently changes. There is no turning back now. You've woken up the demon.
So we were off by one. It's Andrew T.
Get up. Come on. I didn't
get
to
over
chorus.
Here.
Oh, do I come in?
Yes.
Yeah. So I'm wondering if we should have people sing without the vocoder to start.
I really tried to throw you off. I really did. I tried to throw you off.
So you can help give him. So part of it is that you were, even through the vocoder, I could tell that you were bringing it on the other.
I never do anything halfway.
Yeah, that is the, your problem is that you do try.
You should have seen.
It's a giveaway. Around here, you still got like a sore thumb. Have you heard Threedom?
I don't know. I was trying to really throw you off.
I'm hoping they're in there.
With the song.
He said four.
All of Threedom is in there, but as one guest.
Oh, wow.
I was trying to throw you off with the song choice, with every, I was like, there's no way this
it
is the
did
furthest.
For a second. It it's, did for a second.
It's the worst song on earth.
But you're so good at it.
Yeah.
Were
the
you reading
little
the lyrics or did
into
you
the,
know
oh,
the lyrics?
It was so sweet.
I was reading them. Devin okay. has them up on
the oh, wow.
Should we,
really
should we just
do.
Skip singing with the modulator? Because, I mean, because well, I think the reason we
they
did it with the
speak with the modulator and they sing without it.
That's how the Masked Singer does it. And the reason we did it with the engineers is because there's only four engineers. So
that's
we were
right.
like, we're going to know.
Okay.
But there's so many people this could be. It might be better to sing. I don't know. It is funny to hear people start singing with the modulator.
But the fact that you guessed me even through the modulator.
Right? Is insane.
Maybe
we
suggest you should keep the modulator.
Out of we did get a single engineer right, by the way, but we guessed you out of 270 guests.
Oh my god.
Hi, Demi.
Actually, there have been
Hello.
A lot of repeat people. It's probably like 90.
Yeah. Guess. 90 to 50.
If you just
90
have to
50.
Guess the other three people sitting in there cold right now, just based off of who Kevin's
that
who,
that was a huge part of my guessing, by the way.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Who do you think?
Cold?
Yeah.
Gabrus, Darius, Kevin's best friend, and
Leah,
Matt Apodaca.
Yeah, Apodaca gotta be there. Probably one of the engineers is still part of it.
Interesting.
Okay, can we move on, Devin, please, to the next. Maybe we can do a thing where they sing with the vocoder and then Devin gradually removes
Ooh.
The veil.
That could be cool, yeah.
Right? But imagine that effect.
Yeah.
Okay.
That can be done.
So,
also, I wasn't told I had to pick a person, a persona. So,
you were kind of told yeah. like 5 minutes before you actually had to do it, though.
I wasn't. When was I told that?
We were saying it. I don't know if you were listening.
We
when
weren't
we were
listening.
Doing the show.
We were there.
Oh, that's
the,
I didn't know
that's
that.
The sound of a new arrival. A okay. new guest has oh. arrived at the masked ball.
Who's here?
I'm the skunk.
Skunk. Okay, that's a good clue. That, there's like a handful of people who would.
And I love your garbage.
Oh, okay. Oh no,
skunks love garbage.
Okay, the skunk. Nice to meet you. Do you like movies?
I love movies.
Skunk, that was going to be my question.
I can only cry in movies.
I can only cry in movies.
Like when
that's
you're
a hint.
When you're acting in one or when you're watching one.
I'm not great at crying when I'm acting in one, but when I'm watching one, it's the only time I can feel true human emotion.
Oh,
it's yeah. ironic,
this is I think this is Tony Robbins.
What's wild is I know the three people in there and I don't know who this is.
Then we have no chance.
Demi, do you have a question for the skunk?
What are your favorite type of movies?
This is so unhelpful.
I'm just trying to get to know them as a person.
Yeah. I like them all. But awesome I movies. Really love movies that are about honor among men.
What?
Okay.
Like Master and Commander.
Okay.
Gladiator.
Yeah.
So
yeah,
Russell
yeah.
Crowe films.
It could yeah. be. It's possible it's Russell Crowe.
Do you guys have a Russell Crowe podcast?
This might be
on
Paul Bettany.
Wait, the skunk, are you on TV or in movies right now?
Well, everybody,
we're gonna get a lot of this. Oh,
everybody who's ever been into movies is in movies right now.
That's true.
Yeah,
like during this record, they are currently.
There's probably a couple of them are probably running on TV right now.
Right.
I'm in TV soon.
Oh, okay. Okay, and this is just like aspirational. This is like.
Just put it out there in the universe,
that's
Skunk.
That's my mantra.
Okay. Skunk, you got to believe in yourself. Okay.
There hasn't been a skunk star since Pepe Le Pew.
Okay.
That's true.
That is,
that's
yeah. Time. So Eugene Cordero is in Tacoma FD pretty soon. That's the only person I can think of who is on TV soon.
On TV soon.
Let's hear a song. Can we hear a song from the skunk, please?
If I could touch your body, I know not everybody has got a body like you. But I gotta think twice before I give my heart away.
Okay, we've lost
and
the beat.
I know all the games you play because I play them too. Oh, but I need some time off.
Can we lose the vocoder, please, Devin?
Time to pick my heart up off the floor. Oh, when that love comes down with our devotion.
Oh, God,
well, it takes
better.
A strong man, baby, but I'm showing you the door. I gotta have faith.
Wow.
I gotta have faith, the faith, the faith. I gotta have faith, the faith, the faith. Baby. I know you're asking me to stay. Sam, please, please, please don't go away. You say I'm giving you the blues. Maybe. Oh, you mean every word you say.
I don't have a guess. I'm just enjoying their voice.
Yesterday. Yeah, so good.
You tied me down to the lover boy rules before this river becomes an ocean.
Who is this?
Before you throw my heart back
get that
on
person
the
person a record deal.
Hey, wait, is it?
Oh, baby, I reconsider my foolish notion.
Is this Jamie Denver?
Be too much
Jessica.
Me, but I'll wait for
is it Jessica?
More.
Jessica Chapin? Claire?
Yes, no. I gotta have faith.
I was saying Jessica Chapin.
Can we get the skunk over here, please? Hello?
Skunk?
Come over!
She's gotta take her skunk outfit off.
Mm-hmm. That's what it is.
Oh my god! That was a great guest.
Thank you.
Good job. It's Jessica Chapin!
That was an amazing guest. Oh, how did what gave that away?
I don't know. I guess the voice.
That incredible voice.
You know what? And you've got a nice easy laugh. And we were getting some little laughs in the question and the interplay even through the vocoder, and I was like, this does not seem like most comedy people who are very cold and withholding with their laughs.
Ah.
Seems like someone a little warmer.
Mm-hmm.
What a nice compliment.
That
the
was
skunk is my alter ego.
That was a really good song. And
thank
it was
you.
A great song choice too, and I like that it had a 30-second intro like every other song.
You gotta build the anticipation.
It's important.
Yeah.
It's the engineer who's responsible for the intro.
Believe me, I know.
As we're guessing, do we still have two more people over there?
Yeah.
Okay. Can I ask what's the vibe in the masked ball over there?
It stinks.
Tense.
It smells
of
bad.
Weed.
Oh,
yeah,
okay.
And yeah. Everyone's.
Oh, that's interesting.
There's a lot of hot boxing. Going on.
Oh,
right.
Damn.
So that's why you take the skunk.
Besser.
And for being so stoned, everyone is very mad. It's weird.
Okay. Wow.
It's an aggro.
Some of the mad
sure.
stoners. Yeah.
How did we decide the order of who goes first?
I have a heart out.
Okay, so not busy, the next two people. That's very helpful. Okay, Engineer Devin, can we please meet, and you guys can get and give us clues now.
Okay.
Can you give us an introduction and show us the next guest at the mess ball?
All right, here we go.
That was Devin.
Hello, mate.
Oh, you don't have to do that.
Big clue.
You don't have to do an accent.
Big clue. That's got to be Claudio Doherty.
who are we speaking to?
You're speaking with the dragon.
The dragon. Very creative.
I fly through the skies, shooting fire from my ass.
Okay. Somebody very cool.
That's a tough life for a dragon.
Yeah.
Fire from your ass? Instead of your, yeah.
You gotta be. That's tough on the dragon school bus when illness? They know that you do it at your ass.
Well,
yes,
you,
everyone made fun of me on the dragon school bus.
The accent has changed.
Yeah.
It's gotten very bad.
Where are you from, dragon?
I'm from Dragonland.
Okay.
Okay.
This is making it harder how fake you're being.
Okay, I'll be real. I'm from Dragonland.
Wait, can I take a wild swing?
Yes.
Do you like basketball, Dragon?
Yes.
Okay.
Okay.
And is this one of our friends?
Yeah. Should I
know who it is?
Is this perhaps a very flagrant masked
That's exactly
guest?
What I was thinking. Dragon?
Well, if it is that person, he definitely wants to do a song.
Let me sing the song.
Then let him sing the damn song.
Yeah,
sing away, Dragon.
Let him sing a song.
And it is my friend Carl.
They are my ribs.
Black tie affair. Let's go.
The last one is the last one to show. I was the last one you thought you'd see there. And I saw the surprise in the feeling in his eyes.
And that's a vocoder.
I know he wants you to drop the vocoder.
Drop it.
I toasted you, said, honey, we may be there, but you'll never hear me complain.
Here we go.
Cause I got friends in low places where the whiskey drowns and the beer chases my blues away. And I'll be okay.
That's right, hit those notes.
Yeah, I'm not big on social graces. Think I'll slip on down to the oasis. So I got friends in low places.
Beautiful.
Oh, I love it.
You think you don't like country music, and then you hear a song like that.
Yeah, mm-hmm. It's so good. Mm-hmm. Carl, can you come over
Give
here,
me
please?
A break.
Anything but country.
You guys are amazing at this.
I know.
It's feeling good right now.
I mean, so, we were
like
so bad.
It's
like a little too easy.
Yeah!
Oh,
yeah.
My guy.
Oh, Kevin, you fucked up. This just became a promo for the flagrant ones.
Oh, no. Hashtag the flagrant ones.
That question, Demi.
I'm sorry.
Too easy. That's why I disguised my voice.
I was suspecting
disguising
already.
Disguising your voice is what helped me because I was like, you sound like the chief from Carmen Sandiego.
Oh,
that did give it away a little bit.
We can't shake it.
The way that you said, I'm from Dragonland.
Exactly. Yeah.
It's going to follow him forever, the chief.
I can never shake it.
Oh, yeah.
He's going to do state fairs.
Well,
the chief.
People try their whole lives to have one chief. You know what I mean? Something that defines them.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Wow. You sound good, Carl.
Hello,
I really
Bosh.
Do.
Thank you.
Damn, Carl.
I should have picked the other song.
I'd love to hear you sing.
What was the
then?
Other song?
Josh Turner's You're a Man, another country song.
I do not know
All
that
right.
song.
I don't know that one.
Did
either.
You listen to the country song I told you to listen to on hashtag the flagrant ones?
Which one was that?
People Are Crazy by Billy Currington.
No, I listened to it on
nice
the way
Nice story in that song.
Mm-hmm, good message.
I have a heart out, so I'll listen to it.
Why'd you go third?
Yeah.
I like to play with, play dangerous.
Cool. Mm-hmm. I like to play with play dangerous.
Now,
I like to play with play dangerous.
Did you guys see anyone's cars in the lot? Did you cheat in that way?
No, and I don't really think about cars and status and stuff like that. Mm. That's not really
And I was told to wear blinders to the studio.
I don't know. And I don't know anyone by their car necessarily, except we just had Thomas Middleditch, who famously puts a new cylinder on his Ferrari for every new season of Silicon Valley.
Sure.
Yeah.
I thought you were going to say he was driving a Sprinter.
Yeah, that's from his old touring days. Yes, that's how Middleditch and Schwartz tore around.
beautiful Sprinter man. The times in that van, it's wild, you know? That's the real tour. The real show is just those two on the open road just cutting it up.
So, but you're saying we could maybe guess someone by this last person by their car?
We were talking about Carl's car.
Carl has.
Everyone knows that I drive the car from the Munsters.
And Carl, I was like, Sean's worried you saw his hearse out there. They were worried you saw your hearse out there.
Yes.
Yeah. Okay, let's meet our next guest.
Come on,
shall we, please? Devin.
Hello.
Ooh.
Oh.
This is the house cat.
Okay. It sounded very dangerous.
I can't tell if they are further disguising their own voice or not.
It seems like it.
Okay. Hello, the house cat.
Hello.
So you've been a guest on our show before. Are you a repeat guest?
Yes, I've appeared more than once.
Gotta be. Okay. Are we in the over 10 club?
No.
Okay.
Who is?
It's Sharpling.
Klausner's getting there.
Okay. Are you in movies or TV?
Sometimes.
Okay, but not now, it sounds like.
Do streaming services
Yes.
Then yes.
Okay. That's interesting. Any questions? Demi, you have a question?
No. Well, no.
No?
No, I don't. I don't have any questions. I can't think of who. I can't even think. Okay. Do you do a show about movies?
No.
Okay.
Are you a stand-up comedian?
Sometimes.
Yeah, okay.
You know who it is?
I have a suspicion.
Wow, that's incredible.
Mm-hmm.
I'm the house cat.
I think it could be PFT.
Okay.
I mean, that would be huge.
I'm the H-O-U-S-E-C-A-T.
Oh. Okay.
H-O-U-S-E-C-A-T. Okay, that is... Oh, that's how I was picturing it being spelled, so that's not helpful for me.
Well, but I thought there was a space in there.
No.
I thought it was like H-A-U-S.
There's no space in House Cat.
Okay, can we hear a...
House Cat occupies all space.
Oh, interesting. That's a clue. Yeah,
okay, that's getting me there.
It's not a clue.
Can we hear a song, please?
I would be delighted.
I think you're right.
Paul says delighted.
He definitely does.
He likes to sing a song. When I made a soft shot at Threedom, it got really quiet in here.
Good song choice.
So my clues are all together.
This could be Jamila.
I do not know this song.
You don't know
really?
You don't know this
I
one?
Mean, I might. I
will in one second.
Yeah.
Oh, come on. It's Xtina, baby.
Yeah.
Oh, I do then.
Every day is so wonderful. And suddenly.
Is there a disguiser on right now? His voice cut through the disguiser.
Now and then, I get insecure. From all the pain, I'm so ashamed.
Yes.
I am beautiful no matter what they say.
Oh.
Yes, baby.
Words can bring me down. I am beautiful in every single way.
This is such a talent showcase.
Oh yeah.
Beautiful.
Don't you bring me down today.
Yes.
Wow.
It's Aukerman.
It's Scott Aukerman.
I'm mad at myself for not getting Tawny. You got Tawny, and I agreed
well,
with you.
Well, let's have this out with the house cat.
Well, let's see who the house cat is.
In the studio. Can we see the house cat, please?
The house cat will visit you now.
Yeah!
Boss, do you like me even though I'm the house cat?
God, but that was an incredible get. You had him like halfway there.
Yeah. I actually. Oh, Donnie's got her heart out. The heart out is coming up.
I also have to go.
My heart out is here. I have to go.
Carl's leaving too.
Carl's leaving too.
I mean, we're going to go that much longer.
I want to go with
guys.
House cat really cleared out the. We'll all sing a song together to end the show.
It kind of feels like we have to.
Tawny and Carl have beef with Paul.
I know. I have to go. Tawny, are you ready? Tawny, I'll go warm up the hearse.
Oh, God. Was it fun having a chance to? I mean, you guys sing on every show that you do, but to really,
well, to be fair, so do we now.
Yes, absolutely. Yeah. You have to if you're new. Yeah. On
and we
show.
Actually can't sing.
Yes, but to have everyone sort of clear out and make space for your
that's
singing
right
in a way that on other shows where you sing, everyone is kind of competing with you to sing loudest.
Yes.
Yeah, it's absolutely nice to get a little bit of room.
No,
huh?
You guys nailed the experience, and it was, it's exactly what you're saying. I understood what you were saying, and I agree with it.
Okay, yes, good. I love
should
hearing
it be
that
longer?
Yeah. Hayes, do you want to speak on that?
I think I've said all, oh, all wow I need to say about
wait,
that.
Wait, speak
I
on that.
It.
Are you guys going back to the early days?
We are.
Are we're you
starting.
Stuff
we're
again?
Turning
we're
back
starting from scratch.
Are you
yes,
scared
doing Frankenstein?
Oh, what a scary question. That's too scary. Some stuff, I mean, what I'm learning is some of the early stuff was the good stuff. Well, we've tried it all, you know?
Yeah.
Been around the world.
You definitely tried it all.
I'm moving back to my hometown.
Yeah.
Go back to what works.
I've seen the world, and it turns out I had what I needed all along.
Everyone has to go. Do we? So we have to sing. Do we have to sing a song?
Yeah, we got to. We got to sing a final song. What should we do?
Last
for
time
all
it
of
was
us
Good
together?
Riddance. Time of Your Life.
Oh yeah, that's right. Yeah, I should have come up with something good like that before.
Demi, what's a good? And this is like your.
Yeah, you're a music guy.
Podcast oh now.
What do you want to sing songs all as a group?
Photograph by Nickelback. That's also a very similar.
That's good.
Mood. It's not a song that we probably will enjoy singing.
Yeah.
I would
is
like
that
to
the
sing
closing
it
time song?
Oh,
closing time,
time
is
yes,
good.
That's photographed by Nickelback.
Wow.
It goes closing.
Yeah. Closing time.
Forget
is
what
good
I said.
That's how much Nickelback I know, is that I think it's a different song.
Let's do Closing Time by like Semisonic. That's
one
so
bowl
good.
Of
yeah, that's nice.
To me.
Yeah.
Great call.
Great.
Thank
great
you.
Call.
Skunk.
Yeah.
Skunk.
Yeah, great call, Skunk.
On your phone.
Do we all sing?
Yeah,
cool.
Closing time. Open your doors.
You had 5 minutes to
closing time. Turn on all the lights off over every boy and every girl. Closing time, one last call for alcohol, so finish your whiskey or beer. Closing time, you don't have to go home, but you can't stay here. I know who I want to take me home. I know to take me home. I know who I want to take me home. Take me home. Closing time. Time for you to go back to the places you will be from.
Yeah.
Closing time. This room won't be open till your brothers or your sisters come.
Rap first, boss.
So gather up your jacket. Move it to the exit.
To the exit.
I hope you have found a friend.
I made six new friends.
Closing time. Every new beginning comes from some other beginning's end.
Beginning's end.
House cat, take it.
I know.
it take me home.
Now, skunk.
I know who I want to take me home.
Well, Blair Escape, darling.
I know who I want to take
me home. I forgot Kongs.
I know who I want to take me
Case
home.
And I'm the sure. dragon.
I know who I want to take me home.
Bosh, hit the rap verse.
Oh, right. That's
I know who I want to take me home. Oh, no.
And there's just an instrumental bridge. That's nice.
How are you guys doing?
Well,
you guys...
better than a song.
Yeah, let's
bridge.
All check in yeah. with each other.
Yeah, is everybody having fun?
Yeah. That's good.
I love it.
Okay, that's it.
Okay.
I know who I want to take me home. I know who I want to take me home. I know who I want to take me home,
No more comedy, just this.
Come on, we're having
enough
fun with
this.
Our friend.
No, this is comedy enough.
Get real sincere in a second.
Oh, right. Yeah.
So as I was saying before, I have a cough thing.
What?
Yeah. Just because we were asking how everyone's doing.
It's the season. The flowers are starting to open up.
Yeah, I don't
I'm
know.
I'm lingering cough as well.
The puppies.
Same.
Bosh, what
do
drop
you,
it
do you have something you're taking for it?
No.
Okay.
I took a Claritin. It helped.
Okay.
Water.
Oh, you know.
I was drinking, I don't know, maybe just water. More water.
You see me hit, I hit the old schnoz with the friggin' Nasonex.
I was going to say you could do a Sinogator.
See you later.
What's a Sinogator?
Kablast.
Sinal rinse.
Ah.
Is that
can't
the?
Do it.
Oh, the, do it. Oh, the sinus rinse?
Yeah.
Every night.
Do you have the sign?
Are we talking neti pot?
Every no, not neti
ocean
pot.
Spray?
I got a bottle,
cranberry?
Like a Neil Red bottle,
cranberry nasal rinse.
Yeah. Get the Sinogator. I got it this week. It's made by Neely Med.
Okay, okay.
And
I'll listen
and
to this
like
then.
The electric toothbrush version of the bottle.
Okay,
two speeds.
Quick rinse?
Two speeds.
Two speeds. Because the bottle, I'm just squeezing it.
Yeah, I know, but you might be squeezing it too hard.
I put some of the Neely Med. You think I'm squeezing too hard?
That's what I learned. I was squeezing it too hard.
Sean had a baby 2 days ago.
Well, wow. Five.
Bye.
Congratulations.
Hollywood Handbook.
That was a HeadGum Podcast.